Hello and welcome back. I just wanted to give you some views that I've been thinking about a lot lately about God. Now, this isn't going to be a religious thing. I'm not a religious person. I don't buy the whole Christianity thing. I don't buy any of the others. Hinduism sounds cool, but it's not something I want to dedicate my entire life for, you know. Being in a temple or whatnot. So I started thinking, I was like, okay, so like, what is God? We don't know. No one can say. No one even knows if he exists. But I wanted to run a theory by everyone and tell me what you think about this. So, what if consciousness is God? Everything that is alive is God. Every blade of grass, every beetle, every gecko, every snake, every sheep, every cow, every tree, every bush, every rose, every thorn, everything that's alive, including us, is God. Because what if God? Think about the experience of being an all-knowing being, but you don't have any physical means to do anything. Like being in a comatose state with a functioning mind, and you're just 24 hours thinking, and you're just stuck there. You can't move, can't wake up. You're just trapped within yourself. You know you exist. I think, therefore I am. You just can't do anything right now. I think that was the first couple eons of God's existence. Or what we would call eons, because time is relative. So how we experience time is different from it anywhere off this planet. So we would call it eons. But who knows? And then God willed stuff into existence. And from the microscopic level or the nano level, like with this quantum mechanics theories that are out, at the quantum level, things can be manipulated by consciousness. And they've shown this by using random number generators. And they found that with the random number generators, if you leave it alone, it'll balance itself out at 50% ones and 50% zeros. But then if you focus your mind on that device, you can cause more ones or more zeros through the focused attention. That shouldn't be possible, but they show it over and over. Anyone can do it. You can get yourself a quantum random number generator on eBay, plug it in your computer, turn it on. I think they even have one that you can access online. And you go online and you can literally try it out yourself. Because it doesn't matter the distance between the object. You just have to focus on that and you can manipulate it. I think the reason God made existence was so he can experience things. Because he can't experience things trapped within himself. So over time, he learned how to manipulate things, and it takes a sl for us, it's a slow process, but to God, it probably was just an instant. And that's why evolution takes so long to get where you need to get to. Because he starts the process and then it just kind of chain reacts from there. But what if God just wants to experience things? And that's why people who follow their passion, follow their dreams, even though they fail many times, they're finally able to succeed. And I think those failures are tests. Tests to see if you're ready for that life. You have to pay the cost. And I think that's why they say, if you follow your dreams, God will give them to you. Because he wants you to do that, because he wants to experience what it's like to achieve that. It's his favorite thing to do. So it just got me thinking. And with everything going on today, I think we could all be a lot nicer to each other. And realize that when we hurt one another, we're hurting ourselves. Every negative decision you make causes more negative decisions to come. And every positive decision you make brings more positive decisions to come. Success begets success. Failure begets failure. So if you have a dream, go after it. The last thing you want to do is be stuck in a 9-to-5 job, wishing you could try again. Maybe that's our personal hell. We keep trying and trying until we actually start following our dreams. And our personal hell is living within that moment over and over until we make the decision to act. Don't get comfortable. Don't stop moving forward. Even baby steps. Baby steps add up. If you can only invest a small amount of money, invest a small amount of money. Make your money, make yourself more money. Do that. This money that the government is giving us, we should all be investing it. This is why I believe there's going to be a explosion of crypto billionaires coming soon. Because this money is coming in to the citizens, and a lot of them are dumping money into this crypto market. And we're seeing huge gains. There's already new millionaires within the past 2 weeks. People that got in really early to some of these startups that recently popped up, like SafeMoon and SafeMars and all these other ones. That they got in real early. They dropped as much money as they could. That they were comfortable with losing in case shit went wrong. And it paid off for them big time. In doing something like that, in generating the wealth, you don't have to work a 9-to-5 job anymore. Wouldn't it be great to say I worked for 10 years and then retired? People do it all the time. Because they invest their money. They invest in properties. They invest in stocks. They invest in crypto. They make their money make more money. They're multiplying their funds exponentially. Anyone could do this. You could have a job at McDonald's. You take all your extra money. You know, live with your parents for a few years. Take all your extra money. Drop it into investments. Research. Learn about it, how it works, what the market does, what's it like, what to expect. So you don't panic and think you just lost a bunch of money when you didn't. It's just in a dip. It'll recover. If we did that, we can follow our dreams, whatever they are, whatever you want to do. You want to play music? You'll have enough money to sit around and learn how to play every instrument there is. You want to do sports? Well, you have enough money that you never have to go to work again, so you can play sports every weekend and travel around the country. You want to make music? Buy your own recording studio. Develop your own platforms. All these things are possible, and I believe God wants us to do these things. Because he wants to experience that excitement, that just joy, that pure joy. And I guess you could say the devil doesn't want you to experience that. So he keeps kicking you in the shins. He wants you to stay home, play video games, don't advance yourself, don't get smarter, don't learn, just sit there, eat fucking Doritos, and die. That's all he wants. So, I hope this made sense to you. It makes sense to me. I may not have explained it correctly, but it's just, it makes sense to me. So follow your dreams. Invest your money. Don't die with regret. You'll regret it. All right, y'all have a good day. I hope everything works out for you. Be nice to each other.